Okay, we are on the record. This is docket number 2022-0414. Richard Quint versus Angel Quiros, Commissioner, State of Connecticut Department of Correction and State of Connecticut Department of Correction. My name is Danielle McGee. I've been designated as the hearing officer in this matter. For the record, today's date is July 24th, 2023, and the time now is 9:38 a.m. I will begin with the appearances of the parties, beginning with the complainant. Sir, if you could just state your name, please, for the record.
Mr. Richard R. Quint.
Thank you. And for the respondents?
Attorney Jennifer Lepore for the respondents, and with me is Counselor Supervisor Secor as the respondent's witness today.
Okay. Mr. Quint, let us know if you can't hear Attorney Lepore. I'm just moving.
I can't hear.
Okay. Okay. Attorney Lepore, do you want to maybe slide the table up a little bit closer?
Sure.
Maybe that will help.
I can't hear. Plus, I'm in really bad pain right now, so.
Well, let us know if you're having difficulty participating.
Yeah, I am, because I had an MRI done on my back, MRI and a CAT scan done on May 25th. It says one of my implants that tore my pelvis and my sacrum going into my spinal canal and encroaching upon my nerve root. And on June 1st, it DC'd my medication. So I haven't had any pain medication in 54 days. So I'm just like, I can't even think right now.
Are you having challenges participating today? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am definitely having. Because my pain levels are just through the roof. I can't concentrate. I can't even think right at the moment.
Where are you now, Mr. Quint? Are you with the counselor? Are you in
I had to go to the visiting room. And to wheeling myself down here just caused me so much pain. My pain, this is through the roof. I can't even think.
So, are you saying you can't participate?
No, I can't. I can't. I'm in too much pain right now. It's pain levels just through the roof. I'm living in a nightmare right at this moment.
Okay. Attorney Lepore, would you have an objection to continuing today?
No, I would have no objection. I didn't know if the commission was on a deadline to hear this.
The matter does expire in September, so I do have a little bit of time. I could postpone this. I mean, I've had prior cases with Mr. Quint. I can tell by the tone of his voice that he's probably not in the best shape right now. Okay. Well, so Mr. Quint, then I think it sounds like you're not able to participate, and I am not hearing objection from counsel, so I think it would be appropriate to continue the matter briefly, but be that as it may, we don't have a whole lot of time, so we will have to come back relatively soon.
Yeah, I'm trying, I got a waiver injunction from federal court, and I'm trying to talk to some other attorneys, so I'm trying to just, get my medication reinstated. I don't know why they DC'd it for 53 days. I'm like, or 54 days now. Today's the 24th. From June 1st until now, I don't know. I'm like,
well,
and they know what's causing the pain now, too, because MRIs and the CAT scans specifically see the one of the bolts that holds my pelvis to my sacrum is going into the spinal canal, encroaching on the nerve root. And I'm like, just insane right now.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm sure you know we can't really do anything about that here at the commission.
Yeah, I know you guys can't.
I
can't think. I can't.
Yeah, I understand.
Horrible.
I understand. So that, you know, I will continue the matter. We'll issue notices for a later date. As I said, it won't be too much later because we do have to get the case heard. So we'll continue it for today. And I'll just note for the record.
Thank you very much.
It's 9:41. You're welcome. We'll be in touch.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Nick, can you take us off?